testimony hope inspired.
In the name of Jesus. And you're watching here with a ringing in your ear. It's been in that ear, ringing in that ear, over and over again. I command that thing that is ringing in your ear, non-stop ringing in your ear, giving you several discomfort. Even as I'm talking now, it's ringing. But listen to what is going to happen at the amen of God. As amen will thunder, that ringing is going to stop instantly. That ringing is on right now. It's on. It's been on for months. It's been on for months. As the amen of God's people will thunder, I command that ringing in your ear, let it stop right now. Stop right now. Stop right now. The Spirit of God shows me you were in a dream, and a snake was put on your neck. A snake was put on your neck. Ever since you woke up, since you had that dream, you keep feeling that thing on your neck. You keep feeling that thing on your neck. I don't know, Manimalakoshanda. Wherever you are, by the power that raised Jesus from the dead, I command that whatever that thing is, let it drop off from your neck. For in that day, the yoke, you call it and you thought it was an organism or it was a snake, but it was a yoke that was put on your neck. I command that yoke, let it be broken by fire. 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 There's an ancient tree that is bearing the fruit you don't need. There's an ancient tree. You are harvesting the fruit that you did not plant. You are harvesting the fruit that you did not plant. You didn't plant that wicked ancient tree, but it is yielding and dropping fruit in your destiny. As your amen will thunder, I command the ancient tree, let it dry up from its root. Let it dry up from its root. Let it dry up from its root. Let it dry up from his roots. Right now. Right now. Right now. I hear the Lord say, I am restoring every lost favor. Every lost favor has been restored. Take back your lost favor. Take back your lost favor. Wherever you used to be, the Lord is taking you up right there again. Right now. Right now. Right now. Let your amen thunder. There's a lump. You could check for that lump. You could check for that lump. I command it to drop off right now. I command that lump, that breast lump, that lump in any part of your body, I command that lump to drop off right now. I command that lump to drop off right now. I command that lump to drop off right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your right hand and thunder with a loud voice. Say, any power that is slowing me down, you should be faster than you are. Can you thunder? Say, any power that is slowing me down. People of God, I see a mantle of acceleration. It's going to fall in the next few seconds. Somebody declare, say, any power slowing me down spiritually, in my career, in my business. Say, right now, break, 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 break. Open your mouth. Yabada kodeya. Elekatekete. Erebelekoja. Erekatekete. Are you praying? You can't be slowed down no more. Hey, hey, hey. Rakatakata. Leberebebe. Eshekateya. In the next another few days, it will be April. It will be April. It will be April. How far have you gone? Yakatakata. Lekerebesha. Ayamanana. Rakotakate. Alekate. Eshebede. Arakataka. Rabadakoto. Elekate. Asha. As your amen will thunder, I announce powers that slow men down. I announce that they are broken right now. 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 Let your amen thunder louder. It happens occasionally. Randa kaza. Occasionally. Herenda kaza kada. Hamana kazonele. Occasionally the Spirit of God said to me, Lekada, you always feel and one part of your body drying up. One part of your body drying up. By the power that raised Jesus from the dead, I command, let that affliction cease from your life. Let it cease from your life. Let it cease from your life. Let it cease from your life. For the Spirit of God shows me you. You thought it was ordinary menstruation, but it has continued beyond your menstruation time. Now this is where why I'm saying what I'm saying. Right now you are not bleeding normal blood. You are bleeding lumps of blood. Lumps of blood. Lumps of flesh. Lumps of flesh. And you are beginning to go down. You get a loose weight. By the power that raised Jesus from the dead, I command every affliction, let it dry up by fire. 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 As your amen will thunder, I announce the power that takes favors from men. Powers that take favors from men. I don't know who God wants to deliver, but I hear your word right now. Any power that has planned to make you a beggar, that has planned to make you a beggar, that has planned to make you a beggar, as your amen will thunder, I announce they are broken by fire. 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 Today the Spirit of God is arrested. Every arrow of accident, I announce they will not happen. They will not happen. They will not happen. They will not happen. I don't know, but I speak to every mother. There will be no minus to your children. You will not bury any of your children. You will not bury any of your children. Let your amen thunder like fire. Let your amen thunder like fire. I announce by the power that raised Jesus from the dead, your strength has been multiplied. The grace of God in your life has been multiplied. Let your amen thunder like fire. Quickly enough, I'm not going to do this for more than 7 minutes. I'm not going to do this for more than 7 minutes. I just want to read a scripture in the book of Acts, chapter 16. And we're going to pray with that scripture. 16 from verse 16 to 18. Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16. And we'll read from 16 to 18. Hallelujah. Marabadaboko shendelebe. Randoko sondeleboroshi anaba. Randa kasade anaboshi. There are people the Lord has raised to be a light in their family, but there's no power for it. Randa, but you've heard it several times. God says to you, I'm raising you to be a light in your family. Raise your two hands if you know you've heard it before. This is not the first time, but you are not seeing the manifestation. You don't even know how you will be the light. You don't even know how the Lord will use you. As your amen were thunder, the Spirit of God came and told me to enforce your prophecy, to enforce your prophecy into manifestation. Rando koshim and hinda ha ille kotoba sandalabaka. There is a power coming on you right now. Yanakuka ita ibale esheporotokolia esenekuranda kaza elekotebaza. You were born to break that cycle. You were born to break that pattern. You were born that your family members will ride on your shoulder into their destiny. That's why you are their mother. That's why you are their father. That's why you are their brother. That's why you are their sister. You were raised to raise them up. You were raised to raise them up. Holy Ghost power, fire of God, right now. Yanakibade, they cannot do it on their own. They cannot take on the assignment on their own. Let grace, let power, 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 in a higher dimension. In a higher dimension, let it rest upon them in the name of Jesus. Aranda kora baba 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 baba, jemeno huli kene, hisanda la baraba kaza, rekutali baraba shande, irekutobali yana baza, Herendo kosokoto irakata katakata elemene kotosia erekatakata. For an angel has been set before you. Ikarabada kosindeleka erenda kosoka. You are right now before an iron gate, but an angel is right in front of you. Ileketebasa. The gates are opening. They are opening. They are opening. Lift up your heads, oh ye gates, be lifted, ye everlasting doors. As your amen will thunder, receive your access, receive your access, receive your access, receive your access, receive your access. Let your amen thunder louder. I sense an uncommon healing grace. Lift up your two hands wherever you are. Anyone here that came with any infirmity, I am not talking about yesterday. He said right now, some of you, you came with seasonal sicknesses. It comes and goes. It comes and goes. It comes and goes. You will remember it today. You will remember today as that day where it never will arise again. As your amen will thunder, I address every infirmity. I address every arrow of disease. I address every affliction on your body. Permanent, seasonal. As your amen will thunder, I announce they are broken. I say break by fire, break by fire, break by fire, break by fire, break by fire. Let your amen turn the louder. 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 Let your amen rest. While you remain standing, let's read this particular scripture. In the book of Acts chapter 16, it will not be up to another few seconds and I will be done. Acts chapter 16 from verse 16. And I will read from verse 16. Can we read together to verse 18? And it came to pass as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servant of the Most High, which shew unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out of her the same hour. Somebody say divination. No, you gotta say like a minute, say divination. I'm gonna lead you on two prayer points and we'll be done. Somebody say divination. Did I forget to tell you that the word divination comes from a Greek word known as pythona? And the Greek, the root word for pythona is the word python. So the Bible says that this girl was possessed with the python spirit. Just in case you're just about wondering, Pastor, what are you saying? She was following Paul. This was an anointed man. She was not scared of Paul. There are things that will keep following you until you turn and address them. There are things that will keep following you until you turn and say, you have done enough in following me. Somebody raise your right hand and say, whatsoever that is following me, following my destiny, say, in this raw power service, I command you, get out of my back, get out of my family, get out of my career. Can I hear you scream from the bottom of your belly, say fire? Shout it again, say fire. Somebody shout it again, fire. Somebody scream it again, say fire. You may not understand why until I tell you that a python swallows whole. A python, the python spirit, swallows whole. He does not eat in parts. He swallows whole. Can I pray for you as your amen will thunder by the power of God present in the service? Whatsoever that has come to swallow whole, swallow your businesses whole, swallow your giftings whole, swallow things whole. There are some of you that in that phase, you are watching things be swallowed. He's leaving you with no option. He's leaving you with no option. Powers that I, position to swallow. As your amen will thunder, I say, let the fire of God swallow them. Let the fire of God swallow, swallow, kodokosha heretete. By thy spirit, I need you to thunder fire. By thy spirit. Some of you may not understand. Oh my God, there are too many things I want to say, but because of our time, do you know that a python, even though you see a python occasionally in the day, it's in the nights that it comes out. He comes out in the transition time. He comes out when the day is about to be breathed. He comes out at night. He walks in the night so that he can scuttle the day. He walks in the night so that some people will not live to see the next day. He walks in the night so that some people will be history by the next day. Raise your right hand. Declare, say, by God's spirit. As a Python spirit that arises in my transition season. Can I hear you scream fire? Somebody thunder fire. Somebody thunder fire. Somebody thunder fire. Somebody thunder fire. The last thing I'm about to say, because I've got no time, can I tell you about the Python spirit? Python, Python stick the color of their environment. They take on anything. They are chameleonic in nature. So if everywhere is green, there's a tendency that a resident python will become green. If everywhere looks black, if everywhere looks sandy and dusty, a resident python. And this is the reason why you have not seen some pythons, because they look like the environment. They look like everything is fine. I'm afraid to show you and tell you, a python might be in your house, but it looks like your rug. A python might be in your seat, but it has the color of your seat. He's our raw power service. I don't care what the doctor said. He might be a python. I don't care your explanation. He might be a python. I don't care what your excuses are. They might be pythons. Somebody shout fire. Shout fire. Shout fire. With a loud voice, say right now. Any python. Any python. In my house. In my career. In the lives of my children. That I have accepted. You may not understand. They have told you it's the environment. It is where you live. It is what is obtainable by your age. Somebody help me shout, python, fire, python, fire, python, fire, fire, fire. Open your mouth. Shake it, get it. Wreck it, take it, rip it, rip on it, baby. You might look like the environment, but you are still a python. You are still a python. There might be a reason. I might be making excuses, but you are still a python. For power, Python spirit, Python spirit, Python spirit, Python spirit, Python spirit, for the last time, Python spirit.